أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقيله يا رب إن هؤلاء قوم لا يؤمنون فاصفح عنهم وقل سلام فسوف يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. These are the last two ayat of Surah Zukhruf. From the beginning of the Surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about His Qudrat, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the fallacy, the illogical approach of the people of Makkah with regards to multiple gods, objects of worship, deities, etc. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then gave several examples. The example of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Here in these two ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one very important statement that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. Allah says, وَقِيلِهِ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Insofar as the commentators are concerned, they have analyzed the statement in different ways. The simple approach to the statement is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I know His words, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was rahmatul lil alameen, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ nafsak. He was that being that was dying for the iman of people. He went through untold difficulties for the iman of people. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that continued to persist. And he went through untold hardship so that people would bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But there was one point in time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, Ya Rabbi, O my Rabb, إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Certainly these people do not believe. They do not believe, they do not bring iman in you, and the possibility now exists that they will never believe in you, O Allah. These words, how it would have been said by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what level of grief may have been in the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what kind of sorrow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have said this with, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enshrined these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Kareem forever and ever. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. The words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will be said on the day of Qiyamah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make the complaint to Allah that this community of mine, these people of mine had abandoned the Qur'an Kareem. Those words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is yet to be uttered had also been enshrined in the Qur'an Kareem, and that is the pain that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone through. So in response to this, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response was, فَاسْفَحْ عَنْهُمْ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simply turn away. You had done your duty, you fulfilled the obligation. I sent you with the message of Islam, the message of Tawheed, the message of Iman. You had fulfilled that obligation. You had done it with a great deal of love, muhabbat, a great deal of passion. You had done it with everything that you had. You had given into this da'wah of yours. Now you have also realized that these people are not going to bring iman. So now simply turn away, but do not grieve anymore. It is as though Allah Ta'ala is saying to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot see your grief anymore. I cannot see your sorrow anymore with regards to your community and your people. وَقُلْ salam, and say to them salam. Salam here does not refer to the traditional assalamu alaikum, but the salam here refers to now leave them, move away from them. In other words, cut off this relationship that you have with them. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ, in the very near future, they will come to know about my oneness. They will come to know about the reality of the day of Qiyamah, and that is after they have left this world. They will realize that this is not a fallacy, this is not a tale, this is not a story, but this is a reality that is going to happen. But obviously then it is too late. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala completes this surah with these words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, words of grief. Of course, after that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opened the path for our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah. He went to Medina Munawwara, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opened the doors of Iman and Islam. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. You, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with your own eyes, you will see people entering into the fold of Islam in large and huge numbers. Allah had brought that day upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq.